Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the several tribes currently migrating to the equatorial region. Good morning to the various Hoglamite people of Canada. Good morning to the shepherds of Germany. Good morning. How are you doing? Yes, indeed. It is Monday, July the 31st, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. Just after 3 a.m. Mountain Standard Time here in Scompton, Utah. I don't know what time it is where you are, baby, but it's time to get on the road. It's time to head for the hills. It's time to dig that well. Time to bring together all your lost little sheep. Yeah, how are you doing? How you doing, Dan? I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I am not doing so great. It's kind of funny and not so funny. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. The measure of intelligence is to know what to change and what not to. And the reason why I have this quote thrown in there is I saw a bullshit quote on social media earlier. I'm pretty certain it was bullshit. A lot like those, you know, Chief Seattle quotes that motherfuckers throw around. Do they know they're mostly bullshit? Do they know they're mostly made up? A lot like Ironized Cody. Did you know he was Sicilian? Measure of intelligence is to know what to change and what not to. Dr. Freckles.
What does that mean, Dan?
It means fuck you in French. It means fuck you in French. It means how you doing, or why don't you give me a how you doing in Spanish? We are confronted with life every single day. And there are people who tell you, you gotta change everything, Dan. You have to change. Yeah, you know what? This nation has been doing that my whole fucking life, changing every fucking thing. And what can I say about it? It looks like a toxic mess. It looks like you failed. Whatever you were trying to change into, it looks like you're a gromuli. It looks like you're the Yogg-Sothoth from, you know, Lovecraft. And if you need a more visual example, think of the monster from John Carpenter's The Thing. We've been changing and changing into gluey, globby masses my whole life. The problem is, we change too many fucking things. It's not to say that we shouldn't change, we should. We should open our hearts, we should open our minds. And in a free society, you never know what's going to happen. The problem is, we didn't change from free to more free. We changed from free to police state. And then we convinced a bunch of schmucks that carrying around a glowing rectangle gave them power. That was some really great change, motherfucker. Really great change. So if some motherfucker tells you, you have to change everything, tell that motherfucker to go fuck themselves. What they're talking about is an existential refugee. They're talking about a person on the run from everything because there's no longer a tether. What they're talking about is tossing everybody into the wind. When I was a kid, they said, go to college. Why don't you get out of the small town? Go to college, Dan. That's what people do. They go to college. That was the year 1988.
Go to college, Dan. That's what, you gotta leave the small town behind.
But they never told you what you were leaving it to. They never really told you that, did they? Told you that, did they? They said, leave town, leave the small town behind. Leave Mount Vernon, Washington behind because you gotta go to college. When I was in college, I had professors tell me, you should get your PhD in history, Dan, because we're gonna have a professor shortage soon. What they didn't tell me is that by the 1990s, all those positions would be filled by, you know, folks kind of incompetent from the People's Republic of China. They didn't tell me that, though. In fact, mostly I've been fed shit. And so have you. You've been told change, change, change to the point that you ain't got no fucking skin left. There ain't no flesh left. You're a skeleton walking around because every day they tell you to change. Maybe they were full of shit. Maybe true wisdom is knowing what to change and what not to change. Maybe that fucked up quote from supposedly Albert Einstein, even if it is Albert Einstein, is a bullshit quote. And if it is Albert Einstein, guess what? What did Hannibal's brother tell him? What did Hasdrubal tell Hannibal after the siege of Rome? Well, it is true that God does not give all gifts to all men, because clearly he gave you the intelligence to win a victory, but not the wisdom to know how to exploit it. It's true, we have to change sometimes. But you better know what to change. You better know what to move. You better know when to leave and when to stay put. Next topic, right, shithead? Oh, Dan, what are you going to talk about now? We're going to talk about Mars. We're going to Mars. When I was 5 years old, they said we were going to Mars in about 10 fucking years. That means it would have been, I don't know, 1985. We've been on Mars for a while, haven't we, shithead? Every fucking year they say, we're going to Mars soon. We're going to use nuclear rockets. We're going to use some sort of hybrid fission drive. Every fucking year since I was born. And how old am I? I'm old enough to tell you to go fuck off. That's how old. Every 10 fucking years. We're going to Mars. We're traveling to Mars. We have a nuclear rocket. We're heading to Mars. Here's an article I'm going to read, fucker. And this article was published on Thursday, July the 27th. Nom de plume, Tyler Durden. Who knows who that shithead is? Headline, DARPA selects Lockheed to develop nuclear thermal rocket for Mars mission. I read about this in 1975, Bo Blimp Talk shithead. NASA and the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency awarded Lockheed Martin a contract to develop and test a nuclear-powered spacecraft under a project called Demonstration Rocket for Agile Cislunar Operations. Whoa, Cislunar. DARPA partnered with NASA on the DRACO project, another name for Dragon, as both agencies will benefit from nuclear thermal rocket engines in space, which will one day allow NASA crewed missions to Mars. 1975. The in-space flight demonstration of the next generation rocket engine is slated for 2027 at the latest. Well, good news, it's in the future. That means you don't have to prove shit. These more powerful and efficient nuclear thermal propulsion systems can provide faster transit times between destinations. Reducing transit time is vital for human missions to Mars to limit crew's exposure to radiation, said Kirk Shireman, vice president for lunar exploration campaigns and bullshit at Lockheed Martin Space. Shireman continued, "This is prime technology that can be used to transport humans and materials to the moon. A safe, reusable nuclear tug spacecraft would revolutionize cislunar missions. With more speed, agility, and maneuverability, nuclear thermal propulsion also has many national security applications for cislunar space." That means a war on the moon. Lockheed explained the engines would use a nuclear reactor to quickly heat hydrogen propellant to high temperatures and then funnels that gas through the engine nozzle to create powerful thrust. 1975. The fission-based reactor will use special high-assay, low-enriched uranium, or HALU, to convert the cryogenic hydrogen into extremely hot pressurized gas. The new engines are expected to be used while in orbit. Bloomberg said, to date, there has been no in-space demonstration of nuclear thermal propulsion. However, NASA conducted ground-based nuclear thermal rocket engine tests more than half a century ago. Oh shit, a little bit more fucktard. This comes as SpaceX CEO Elon Musk hinted in 2022 a crewed mission to Mars could happen in 2029, Bo Blimp Doc. Oh my god. Yeah. I realize that Zero Hedge is the last stop, McGee. I realize that when you're driving towards the desert, the last place to fill up for gas is Zero Hedge. That doesn't mean Zero Hedge isn't 100% bullshit. It just means that its bullshit doesn't quite smell quite as bad as the New York Times. When I was a kid, when I was like 5 years old, I was at the barber shop. I picked up a Popular Science. They talked about going to Mars. Using nuclear rockets in about 10 years. That means 85, 86, right about the time. Was it Columbia that exploded back then? Right about the time we had the horror show of that shuttle exploding, brothers and sisters, if you were a sailor in the 16th century, your life expectancy was shit. About a third to half of all the people that would set to sea, most of them poor as fuck, would be dead within a couple years. Okay? A lot of people died in the Atlantic trying to go places back then. Nobody had a special documentary. Nobody created a song. People fucking die when you go out on the goddamn ocean. So why is it when we entered the space age that every fucking person that dies is suddenly, oh my God, I can't believe it, it's so risky? Brothers and sisters, maybe it's a lot of bullshit. Maybe it's a way to tell people space is basically impossible without telling people space is basically impossible. Less than 700 people have been to space since 1961. Less than 700 people have been to space since 1961. If space were legit, you could fill up a fucking football stadium with all the people, unique people, that have been to space. If space was legit. 700 people? Fuck, man. That's not even a Night Ranger concert at Western Washington University in 1987, shithead. Okay? And that was a fucked up little mini concert. They kept saying, play Sister Christian over and over again. And even that little shitty concert probably had more people in it than the number of people that have been to space so far. So I've been reading about nuclear rockets to Mars my whole fucking life, okay? Since I was a kid. And our government, supposedly, has been experimenting with nuclear rockets since the 50s, okay? They even worked on a project to build a bomber that could stay in the air 24/7 in case you gotta kill more Russians. In case you gotta kill more Russians, your bomber can stay in the air and kill more Russians. But what if it's all bullshit? What if it's crap? I mean, yeah, I don't wanna get into nuclear energy right now. It's a giant fear monkey that stares at all of us. But what if this nuclear rocket story to Mars that gets recycled every few years is bullshit? If some old hobo like me comes up to you and says, listen, if you give me 50 bucks, I'll clean your gutters, and I don't clean your gutters, and I come back a couple years later and say, if you give me 50 bucks, I'll clean your gutters, and I don't clean your gutters, and I do that for about 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 decades, at what point do you call my bluff and say you're full of shit? I would think sooner rather than later, dipshit, especially if you're one of these Einstein said people have to change. Well, shitbird, your consistency level is zero. Change your perspective. Maybe the hobo is never going to clean your fucking gutters, shithead. You ever think about that? We're heading to Mars. Our nuclear rocket. We're heading to Mars. We just passed the moon. And soon we'll be at Mars. Funny thing about science, there are many things that make up the scientific method, but one of the core ideas related to peer review is reproducibility. And this was a big deal in 1989. You remember Pons and Fleischmann cold fusion? A lot of places could not reproduce their results. Now, does that mean they're full of shit? I don't know, brothers and sisters. But reproducibility is a big deal. You remember Christopher fucking Columbus? I went to a new world. There are strange people there. You travel for about a month or two. You get to the new world. If Galileo told the motherfucker, you have to be special to look through the telescope. You have to be special. You have to have a magical stone. A magical, like a seer stone, right? Joseph Smith. If you cannot reproduce an experiment, anybody has a right to call bullshit. And in the last 50 years, no other country on planet Boblimtok has landed a person on the moon. Well, Dan, it's because we're really, really special and smart. And what's funny is that the same motherfuckers who tell you this will also say, we couldn't have known about 9/11. We need more money. We couldn't have known. We're so fucking incompetent. The same motherfuckers who will tell you that will also say that NASA accidentally forgot how they went to the moon. Consistency is not a major value for these shitheads. I mean, I got gaslit by a space motherfucker. And I, to this day, I don't know if it was on purpose, which means this person knew full well they were full of shit, or if it was an accident. It could have been an accident. It could have been just they're crazy, they got mental illness, or maybe they're a mind fucker. But I had a motherfucker try to tell me, oh, Dan, it's all swimming pools and hookers. Brothers and sisters, they think that the Defense Department misplaced around $22 trillion. That's a shitload of swimming pools and hookers. Okay? That's pretty much an entire country filled with hookers and swimming pools. And a fucking shitload of cocaine. So maybe that explanation is bullshit. What do you think? Here's the deal. We're never going back to the moon. We're never going to Mars. And probably everything we've been told about space is crap. Next topic.
Dan, I can't believe you. We're going to Mars with a nuclear rocket.
Yeah, I know. Please build your fucking time machine and tell little Dan that we're heading there real soon. But make sure you tell him that he's going to be 53 fucking years old or older before you ever get a whiff of it. And then little Dan might look at you and say, fuck you, dick. Yeah. Next topic, right? Oh. So here's the deal. I was going to read an article where Zero Hedge is really, really sad and serious about how the Biden administration's lying about economic statistics. I'm going to keep this simple. Alan Greenspan perfected lying in the world of economics. Alan Greenspan turned it into an art form. So if you're trying to like say, where did this begin? It certainly was well on its way when Alan Greenspan was Fed chair. So that goes back 30 fucking years, shithead. So if you're all of a sudden waking up to the idea that the government lies to you about inflation, unemployment, everything else, if you're just suddenly realizing that they blow smoke up your ass, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you should get a ticket to Mars, shithead. Okay? Get on a spacecraft and head to Mars. I'm not going to read this shitty article because it's so much faux bullshit. In fact, it kind of makes you wonder how completely low rent is Zero Hedge now. About 10 fucking years ago, they were telling people on the Market Watch threads, come to Zero Hedge, it's so much better. That turned out to be bullshit though, didn't it? I'm not saying Market Watch was better. It was a giant low rent shithole. But Zero Hedge, oh my God. Ask me how many accounts I had there until they finally fucking gave up. Yeah.
Come to Zero Hedge, Dan. You'll learn the truth. It's all like Fight Club.
Yeah, so fucking clever, shithead. So clever. Next topic.
Dan, they're lying to us. Really? Really, shithead? When did you fucking figure that out?
Just now? On your way to Mars? Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. The Lord knows who is innocent. And none of us is qualified to decide, Dr. Freckles. Well, what does that mean? It's a hard problem because you'll have someone come up to a guy like me and say, well, Dan, I understand what you're saying about the Mars bullshit and the fact that Greenspan invented the economic line. Well, he didn't really invent it. He perfected it. He's the maestro. But Dan, what about the kids? And here's what I'll tell you. The children of our world are a responsibility. They're a responsibility. We were all responsible. Even those of us that didn't have kids. And some of us that didn't have kids had the common sense to say, I can't afford a kid. Just like with dogs. Some of us had the common sense to say, I can't afford a dog. I can barely keep my wretched self alive. I don't have the resources. Some of us had at least the honesty, not the willingness to change, shithead, but the honesty to know what is going on. And so if you come back to me and say, what about the kids? Here's what I got to say. Sodom was destroyed. A lot of children were destroyed. Hiroshima was totally fucking destroyed. Did you know a lot of children were destroyed? Every day in Syria, probably, some little house gets blowed up to make sure we can steal resources from poor brown people. That's our country blowing shit up, and chances are one or two kids get destroyed. Tell me about innocence, shithead. And if you're some motherfucker who thinks the CIA invented child trafficking, then you're a giant dumbass. You really are, okay? Especially if you're a Catholic. If you don't understand that the Roman Catholic Church is an extension of Rome, and that Rome has been into catamites since Cato the Elder shook his fist, fucker, and that was a second ago, if you don't understand that, then you are confused. In fact, if you're going to have a blockbuster film on child trafficking and pedophilia, and you don't mention the Pope or the bishops or the cardinals much at all, then you are seriously fucking confused. But the Lord knows who is innocent. And I hate to break it to you, but your sins and your bullshit, they wash onto your kids. They do. What did Dr. Freckles say in the past? Having kids doesn't make you a better person or a worse person. If you're a giant piece of crap before you have kids, guess what? You're going to be a giant steaming piece of crap in all likelihood after you have kids. Einstein quote or not. Chances are you're going to raise shitty kids. Chances are your kids will be just as big a fucking douchebag as you are. Does that mean I want your kids harmed? Hell no. But here's the deal, shithead. Your taxpayer dollars pay for kids being killed all the fucking time. Your child protective services basically act as a Craigslist for pedophiles. Your willingness to vote, the fact that you vote, more or less shows your obedience to Baal. And the Lord knows who is innocent. And there is such a thing. But I hate to break it to you, scumbag. You can huddle with your children and use them as an excuse. I'm sure there are people in Syria, there are people in the Ukraine, there are people in Russia. Fuck. 2020 Seattle, when neighbors were mind-fucking their neighbors to death, I'm sure there were lots of kids who were abused. I'm sure there were kids who were murdered. But you probably didn't give a fuck because the lie was easier than the truth. So once again, shithead, tell me, what does it mean to be innocent? In this world, it doesn't mean much, fucker. It's also a sign of the times, really. Once again, Dr. Freckles, the Lord knows who is innocent. None of us is qualified to decide. I am not qualified, neither are you. You can say to yourself, well, you know what? I'm a giant piece of crap, but I love my kids. Great. Great, Mr. and Mrs. Sodomite. Lots of people love their kids. I have no doubt there were Nazis in Dresden who watched their kids boil alive because they thought it would save their lives to jump in a dike. But firestorms raise temperatures really fast, shithead, and at about 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit, the actual dikes, the canals, they boiled. And so you tossed your kid into boiling water. Tell me again, fucker, what you think it means to be innocent. Next topic.
Oh, but we're going to Mars. I know, we're going to Mars. I heard you, shithead.
Next topic, fucker. So I'm going to read something from smarthistory.org, and it could very well be a RAND Corporation site, and fuck you. The headline of this particular article or essay is Augustus as Pontifex Maximus by Jessica Mingoya. Devout and serene, this portrait of Augustus showcases one of the numerous positions held by the first emperor of ancient Rome, as chief high priest. This heroically scaled marble statue of Augustus was discovered in Rome in the early 20th century. It depicts the emperor as togatus, a Roman citizen wearing a toga. The voluminous drapery appears to wrap around his body numerous times, including over his head, which helps denote him as a priest. This is known as capiti velato, or the veiled head. Priests pulled their togas over their heads as a symbol of piety, monks, and deference when performing rituals. Yeah, that's the right word, ritual, especially sacrifices to the gods. The Pontifex Maximus, or chief high priest, served as the head of the ancient Roman state religion, starting as early as the Roman regal period, when Rome was ruled by kings 753 to 509 BC. Let's stop right there, because this article isn't mentioning a certain group of people called the Tarquins. You know, let's just gloss over the Tarquins. The Tarquins were not Romans. They were basically murdered by the Romans. So when they mention this, that Rome was ruled by kings, well, this is true, but those were the Tarquins, you know. They weren't all killed, probably. Not all of them, but enough of them. Anyways, you can read the rest of this yourself. It's a lot of, you know, kind of like white propaganda, which isn't about racism. It refers to positive propaganda, kind of like the trip to the moon. The key point in this essay is that Augustus took upon himself to be the high priest of Rome. And then later, a few centuries later, another Roman emperor by the name of Constantine took the Christian religion and made it the state religion of Rome. Okay, state religion. Nowhere in the New Testament does Jesus say, hey guys, take my religion, find yourself some shitty Roman emperor, convince him to make it the state religion of Rome, and that way we can shove it down people's throats for, I don't know, about 1500 years while we're diddling kids in the background. Pontifex Maximus is also a name that was held by the Pope. Did you know that? Did you know that the early bishops of Rome called themselves Pontifex Maximus? They called themselves the high priest. Did you ever see in the New Testament anywhere where Jesus said, we need a high priest? we need a high priest of Rome. Anywhere in the Old Testament do you see that? Do you see anywhere in the Old Testament where Jesus says, let's build ourselves an empire of Christianity. Let's go around the world with armies and killing people. I'll tell you something, the Mormons, the Muslims, lots of groups of people formed militias and armies very early on. Did Jesus form an army? Did Jesus go around killing people? You better believe, or else I'm going to slit your throat. I'm not talking about the people that claim to follow him. Jesus told us about that too. He told us many people would represent him. Many kinds of people. In John 1 and 2, we come across the term Antichrist, but it's lowercase. Do you know why? It doesn't refer to the son of Satan. It refers to all the shitheads in the first century AD who claimed to be Christ, who claimed to be like Jesus, who spun the Christianity to get hookers and whatever the fucking equivalent was of cocaine in the first century AD. The truth is, Rome was in a state of collapse in the 4th century. Do you know how many emperors were emperors of Rome in the 2nd century? I think about 3, maybe 4. But let's call it 5. In the 3rd century AD, there was about 30. At one point, the Praetorian Guards actually sold Rome to a rich dude. He said, do you want to buy Rome? We'll sell it to you because she's a nasty old whore. Can you find anywhere in the New Testament where Jesus says, take what I have taught you and screw it up and hand it over to a Roman emperor and their whore of a nation so that basically violence and blood can represent my truth? Can you find that? I can't, even in Romans, which is basically written for people behind the Iron Curtain, so to speak, even in Romans, I can't find where it says, make sure that one day there's a Pontifex Maximus in charge of Christianity, shithead. Nowhere. Now, what you're left with is a few possibilities. One is Jesus didn't know any better. Jesus didn't know. In fact, I think pretty soon Pope Francis is going to start telling people he was just a dude. He was just a dude, or more, as likely, Pope Francis will say he was just an alien. He was one of those aliens come to Earth to teach us lessons. He was just a dude. He was just a space dude, and he only knew space dude things. Brothers and sisters, be careful. Be careful. Be careful. You don't have to believe what I'm saying. Do your own research. But the reality is, the Pope is Roman, not Christian. The Pope is connected to a history of Rome that, amongst other things, includes child trafficking or catamites. And it goes back to ancient times. It goes back to the times of Cato the Elder. He would shake his fist at all the motherfuckers of Rome who, yeah, ended up going around screwing little kids. Tell me again, Roman Catholic, what does it mean to be innocent? Do you know? Once you get out of that little chamber with your Roman priest, do you know what it means to be innocent? Yeah, you don't know, do you? Christ is not about armies. Christ is not about forming thug gangs the way L. Ron Hubbard did. And if you're going to go around Buddhisting me, understand this. In the 11th century AD, a lot of Buddhists in places like Nepal and Tibet went around cutting each other's fucking heads off. So shut the fuck up about your Buddhism bullshit. You don't know crap, fucker. In fact, when I think about all of these religions, to include the Protestant Reformation, what did the Protestants do in the first century after rejecting Catholicism? They formed armies. They went around Europe killing each other. If they had had nuclear weapons in the 16th century, none of us would be alive. None of us. They would roll wagons full of gunpowder into each other's churches. Tell me again about what happened after Martin Luther. Maybe that guy had the good idea, but everybody that followed him figured out a way to build a fucking army. Cromwell. When I think about it, most of these religions, most of these cults, one of the first things they do is arm people up. It doesn't matter if it's Jim Jones. It doesn't matter who it is. One of the first things they do is, here's a gun and here's some gunpowder. And for the disbelievers, why don't you go blow them up? And once again, I ask that question. What do you think it means to be innocent? What do you think it means? What do you think it means? I'm serious. You need to think on this, brothers and sisters. What do you think it means to be innocent in the eyes of God? I'll tell you, and I'll paraphrase. And this is the words of Jesus, but not exactly. It's paraphrased. If you did not know my word, if you did not know the word of God, if you did not know the word of Jesus, then you cannot be held responsible. But if you knew the word of Christ and you rejected it, then yeah, your situation is probably pretty bad. That is a paraphrase, but that's essentially something Jesus once said. He said that to be innocent is to be a person who does not know the word of God. You know, when you think about even Mormonism, it takes away the possibility of innocence, doesn't it? Because then all of a sudden, the people of the New World, they knew Christ, right? So it's okay to build concentration camps, reservations. It's okay to put them on death marches. Trail of Tears sounds better. It's okay to kill a bunch of them, right? At Wounded Knee, just kill men, women, and children. Because according to Joseph Smith, they knew. Ergo, they could be wiped the fuck out. And this is how a lot of people dealt with indigenous tribes over the last few hundred years, is they tried to come up with schemes by which they knew. They knew. They understood. They knew. Well, and then you'll get back, well, the Aztecs sacrificed virgins. Motherfucker. The Catholic Church has been sacrificing virgins for 1,500 fucking years. Go fuck yourself. What do you think it means to be innocent? Well, they were just bad popes. Oh, it's like Dane Wigington. He loves to quote Marcus Aurelius. And I'd love to walk up to him someday and punch him in the face and say, stupid stoic motherfucker, supposedly. Your stoicism looks weird, by the way. There were no good Roman emperors. They all sucked. None of them were good. Some of them may have been less shitty than others, and certainly Marcus Aurelius had good press. But pretty much Rome turned to a giant steaming pile of shit in the 100 years after Marcus Aurelius. So was it because of something he did or something he didn't do? Meditate on that, shithead. There were, I think, 3 or 4 Roman emperors in the 2nd century AD. There were about 30 in the 3rd century AD. So tell me once again, what does it mean to be innocent? I just want to know. And if you send me a nasty email saying, I know that my kids are innocent, God bless. But understand this, there are lots of people going to sleep tonight in Syria who would say the same thing about their kids. And tomorrow, an Israeli plane or an American plane or maybe even a Russian plane will come by and drop bombs on them. And so them being innocent, which could be true, has zero to do with whether they're going to get wiped out. Okay? We dropped hundreds of thousands, if not millions of pounds of poison on Southeast Asia between 1965 and 1975. Women in Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, Laos will be having kids with birth defects for the next 10,000 years because of what we did. Tell me, motherfucker, what does it mean to be innocent? Do you know? You should think on that, shithead. Please, think on it. Think on it. And for anyone out there who thinks I just offended you because I did mention Mormonism, here's the deal. There are lots of Baptists. That doesn't mean all Baptists are Christians. There are lots of Catholics. And I'm certain some of them are Christian, but not all. And the good news is about innocence and faith is it's not my job to figure it out. But brother, sister, on Judgment Day, it will be figured out. And there is a Lord in heaven who will determine it. You can pretty much bet your dollar on that. And if there is no God, then it's just brutal fate. It's a giant wheel made of stone. And it's going to roll over everybody, and it doesn't even know what the word innocence means. Next topic. How do you defeat fear? Easy. Friends, family, love, peace, freedom, courage, and Jesus. And it's not always an equal measure, but don't skimp on Jesus. So if you're an atheist, you can remove the word Jesus if you want to. But the friends, family, love, peace, freedom, and courage, these are ways of defeating fear. You're being pumped with fear all the time now. Fear and a lot of nonsense. You get the COVID and you get the trips to Mars. That's what you get right now. Black and white propaganda. A lot of it. White propaganda. Aren't we so great? We went to the moon. Black propaganda. Oh my God, your neighbor didn't wear a coffee filter. That means they want your grandma dead. Yeah. We're getting that shit dumped on us, motherfucker. All the time, every fucking day now. Almost like something's coming. But you can defeat it. And there are many ways. One way is disconnect. If you have a smart device of any kind, why don't you just move back to a regular flip phone? Get rid of your apps. Get rid of all that shit. It's designed to confuse you, to hijack you. Get rid of it. That's a good step. If you're plugged into the quote-unquote news, whether it's CNN, NPR, Fox News, I don't give a fuck. If they're telling you, if you vote for the right person next year, get rid of that shit. There are things you can do to remove the noise from your life. There's changes you can make. Good changes, actually. You shouldn't change everything, but that's a good change. If you're going to change. On the other hand, if your goal in life is just to reinforce the fear, I cannot help you. Next topic. Oh, you're a bastard. I am a bastard. Hate and fury fill the land. Madness of the soul. Sodom's sins in full view stand, as they did in times of old. The poor are trampled, as the rich make way for greater crimes than can be found. The evil spreads over the realm. Sound of wailing mothers shake the ground. Hate and fury fill the land. Madness of the soul, Sodom's sins in full view stand, as they did in times of old. the poor are trampled as the rich make way for greater crimes than can be found. The evil spreads o'er the realm. Sounds of wailing mothers shake the ground. What do you think is happening next? You think we're all going to Mars on a nuclear-powered spaceship? What do you think is happening next? Do you think that, well, my kids are good kids, your kids are great kids, and if it made a fucking difference, the moms and dads of Nagasaki or the victims of the Tokyo fire raids would tell you so, but it doesn't. There were lots of good kids at Wounded Knee as U.S. cavalry shredded them with Hotchkiss cannons and repeating rifles, yeah. And yeah, that was in the late 19th century when supposedly the frontier was coming to a close. Lots of good kids. Lots of good kids on the Trail of Tears. Lots of good kids were born to slaves in the South. Lots of good little Irish kids were starved to death by the British government. Lots of good kids. Probably they were all innocent. And the good news is the Lord figures that out. But if you think and believe that some force field exists that's going to protect your kids from evil, you need to revisit your principles. You need to look at the world again. If there's a job to protect your kids, it's your job. If there's a job to make sure your kids don't take a vaccine that's going to kill them, guess whose job it is? It's yours. If there's a job to figure out that coffee filters don't do shit, and in all likelihood, probably put your kid's life at risk, that's your fucking job, dipshit. If there's a job to educate your children, let me think about this for a second, that's your fucking job too. You can give it to somebody else. You can say, here's my kid, as so many Catholics have done, especially in Ireland for hundreds of years. Here, Catholic priest, here's my kid, help him to become better. And if it happens to be the case that the Catholic priest is a pedophile and a diddler, well, good news, there's a confession booth, right? Hate and fury fill the land, brothers and sisters. There's a madness of the soul. Sodom's sins in full view stand, as they did in times of old. The poor are trampled, as rich make way for greater crimes than can be found. The evil spreads over the realm. Sound of wailing mothers shake the ground. Tell me, my friends, what the fuck do you think it means to be innocent? If you like this podcast, and as I've said so many times in recent months, I have no idea why, well, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is it could be coming to an end pretty soon. For lots of reasons. Maybe I just suck, you know? Let's uncork that bottle. So that could be bad news or good news, right? But I'm going to tell you something. Before you donate any money to me, and if you're asking, Dan, can you use some cash? Let me just give you the disclaimer first. Take care of your food, water, shelter first. Before you give some stranger on the internet your money, I don't care if it's me, I don't care if it's Joe Rogan, I don't care if it's Alex Jones, and you're paying for his New Zealand freeze-dried bull testicle sauce. Before you send any money for freeze-dried bull testicle sauce, make sure you take care of your food, water, shelter. If you're setting aside food for your family, for your kids, for the people you care about, and you have a dog, a cat, a parrot, a fish, my heart someplace for dogs. If you have a dog, and you're setting aside food for yourself for, let's say, 6 months, because I got to tell you, if you need more than 6 months worth of food, your basement's not big enough. But if you're doing that, make sure you set aside 6 months worth of food for your dog. Your dog will die to protect you. Your dog will be an alarm. Your dog, even if it's a little dog, in all likelihood would rather end up being killed than to see anything happen to you. And maybe that includes Frenchies too. I don't think so, but maybe. So before you send money to some random shithead on the internet who's telling you about the commie invasion, Ian Miles wrong, make sure you take care of your pets too if you're stockpiling some food. And understand, this is not the end of the world, okay? I don't even know if we're on the verge of the end times. I adjusted my particular percentages from 50-50 to about 85% in the last couple months, but that could be psychological. You need to ask your own questions. What I can tell you with a level of certainty is that life has always been rough for a lot of people. Life has always been crazy. There are ups, there are downs. There's all kinds of fucking chaos. The wheel of history grinds everybody to dust, and it doesn't really give a fuck about who's innocent. But that doesn't mean it's the end of the world. Right now, we're in a window of time where you can still go to a grocery store, you can still go see a movie, you can still take your girl or your guy or whatever out on a date. You can still enjoy life. And I'll tell you a little secret about the Lord in heaven. When you are happy, and you are happy, and you're not happy because you victimize people, you're not happy because you're harming yourself, but you're happy in that blissful, peaceful, freedom kind of way. When you're happy, and it's not about abusing somebody else, the Lord smiles. The Lord smiles when we can find joy in this world without harming other people. Okay? So before you send some random crooked old douchebag whatever little money you have, why don't you spend it on yourself? Why don't you find a little slice of joy? Because even though it's not the end of the world, I don't know how to put this, this isn't Germany 1933, motherfuckers. And I know I say this a lot, but I don't think anybody hears me. This is Berlin, April 1945. And what happens next is not going to be pretty. And there ain't going to be no fucking Marshall Plan. And there won't be anybody to pick up the pieces. And if you're going to ask, well, what about the innocent? Yeah, history doesn't give a fuck. The Lord does, but history doesn't. But it's not the end of the world. So before you donate to my program, assuming you were even thinking about it, donate to yourself. Give yourself a break, okay? Why not? When are you going to do it? At some point in the future where you're being chased by cannibals, get fucking real. But if you've done all these things and you still have money left, or better yet, you're some type of Texas billionaire on a horsey in the middle of a dusty street with two revolvers made out of gold shooting them up in the air. Pew, pew. I wish I could find somebody to give $1 million. Well, you can give me $1 million, buddy. I'll use it. I'll use it for food, water, shelter, in that order. I'll use it to help the people I care about, in that order. I will follow the advice I've given to my listeners. So if you happen to be super, super duper rich and have so much money because you made money off of Bitcoin, you don't listen to me, but let's say you do in magic land, then you can give me $1 million and I'll buy a home and I'll try to take care of people I care about. In all likelihood, that's not what's going to happen next. What's going to happen next is sometime in September or October, I'll probably die of thirst in the desert someplace. I don't really want to. I'm simply looking at this as a Markov process. I get rid of all my shit. I pack myself up, I go off into the deserts of Utah, whatever. If you're imagining some type of romantic tale that comes next, I think you're fucking confused. And guess what? My situation is no better than yours. You could be in a really nice home. You could have a full refrigerator. You could have your internet. You could have your fucking Tesla. And how can I put this? In a matter of hours, your life could be turned upside down. So yeah, if you're some type of Texas billionaire, I'll take $1 million. I'll take 10 million. But in all likelihood, that's not what's going to happen next. It's Monday, July the 31st, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. And we are all staring at finality. And we should make changes, and we should know what to not change. We should know what should stay the same. We should know what to change. That's what makes you a clever monkey. Have a great day.